audio boo. So this is my boo for day 15 of February. And today's question was, how could audio boo be improved? And I know quite a few people have mentioned that audio boo isn't really so focused on individual people anymore and the sort of social network aspect, and they're more focused on broadcasting, which is certainly appears to be the case. It would be nice if they would... I can understand why they've obviously got to do things that are going to make money. They can't run this thing if it's not profitable. However, I do wonder if they could think about, rather than just going for the broadcast model alone, whether they could, alongside that, have a sort of secondary business model, where obviously they would make at least some money out of us who use it as a social network type thing by offering us some of the things that we've been asking for. And yes, it may not be their main revenue stream, but maybe it's better for them to, you know, I do think maybe they shouldn't just put all their eggs in one basket with the broadcasting, and maybe they should pay attention to some of us. I'd be really curious to know how effective this the current model focusing on the broadcast aspect is. And I do wonder, although I can see people, I guess broadcasters paying to be able to have their content up, I wonder how many people actually come and listen to it. Or certainly how many people visit the Audio Boo website or use the app to listen to those sort of boos, or whether they just go to the website of a radio station, for example, and access the Audio Boo recording through that without really, really realising it's got anything to do with Audio Boo at all. I think perhaps Audio Boo are missing a trick if they just forget about the social network side of things. And then the three things I think they need to improve in that make a difference for us, by which I mean people I follow and the people that follow me and other people using Audio Boo in a similar way, would be, number one, get the Android app up to scratch. I've not used it myself, but I've heard people saying that it's just not as good as it should be, not as good as the iOS app. I think that's a mistake, because I think most people use Audio Boo primarily through the apps, and you know, a lot of people have Android devices, so you're really losing out on potential listeners there if you don't get that sorted out. And generally, I would like to see as much functionality in the app as possible, because, yeah, like a lot of other people have said, really, if something can only be done by visiting the website, that's very off-putting and just generally means you don't use that feature. And a prime example, of course, is the text comments. I would love to be able to do a text comment in the app. I would leave a lot more text comments if that was the case. There are times when I want to react, sort of give some kind of reaction to a boo, but I may only want to say literally a few words, and I don't really feel that justifies sending a direct message. But if I have been listening on my phone, which is, or my iPad, then I don't particularly want to have to go and switch the computer on, wait for it all to load up, go to the website and find the boo again and type in a comment. So I think text comments would really increase, text comments available in the app would really increase the interactivity amongst the community. And the third thing I would like to see would be some more options for buying slightly longer recording time. I actually think the £60 a year for 30 minutes recording time is pretty good value. If you're trying to do something like a regular weekly podcast, then it's great. But for me, I don't think I'd ever do a boo that was 30 minutes long, really. Certainly not in a personal capacity. But I would like to be able to boo for a bit longer than I can at the moment. I'm lucky to have 6 minutes recording time rather than just three for free. But ideally, I'd like maybe 10 or 15, and I'd be quite happy to pay for 15 minutes to be able to pay £30, i.e. half the price of the 30-minute plan for half the recording time, or similarly £20 for 10 minutes. So I think that that, again, could be a good way for Audioboo to make a bit more money from the ordinary user, and at the same time, I think it would help us, and it's a bit more affordable. So, again, I think they're missing a trick there, and if they brought out something like that, I'd probably buy it straight away. And I'd be interested to know if other people would too.